Hello and welcome to the Peace Movement podcast. Join us every week as we explore what it truly means to live in peace within ourselves and for the world around us. If you haven't already subscribed, make sure you do, because my promise and my vow to you is to bring you better content the more we grow. So today's show is all about how we deal with injustice around us. So here we are today. The world is crumbling our peace. Yeah, I said it. Evil is prevailing. The climate is in crisis. The ice is melting. The polar bears are wondering what the hell is going on, but still don't mind a bit of barbecue weather. And the seals are just chilling out, literally. It's very hard to find peace within ourselves when we see what is going on in, for instance, the war-torn countries. Some of us tend to shelter ourselves from what is really going on. Is this something you do? Are you binge-watching Netflix, re-watching a TV series maybe, in the hope that things will calm down outside? I've got news for you. It isn't going to calm down. The world has its fair share of nasty people. And I think at some point, they'll be giving out awards for it. Maybe they already are in some countries. I don't know. I've been meaning to come up with some content about peace, but it really is distracting me. Have you ever wondered why you've been so good to others literally all your life, and it got you nowhere? Have you ever asked yourself, why is this so? I'd love to hear from you, so make sure you post a comment on this. Seriously, you can be a saint, but the devils will crowd around in an attempt to make you turn. Everything evil is within our reach today. Ever wonder why? Back to what the show is all about. How to deal with the injustice around us today. It is very difficult, I'm not going to lie. You can have your own family turn on you, those whom you loved once. Anyone can bring forth injustice into your life. And then there are the external forces. Finding peace within chaos has proved to be very difficult nowadays. Look at the news, for instance. Why can't we have more good news? And why do some news channels always leave the good news for the end of the show? You hear about death, war, and injustice, and then meanwhile, you hear about someone's teddy bear being lost and then found and returned to the owner. It's a very bizarre world that we live in. Our well-being is thrown back and forth with good and bad news, internally and externally. So here are a few things I'd like to share with you today to help you with your well-being, especially with the turmoil and hardships around us, whether they impact you or not. Let's make it happen. Now, I will give you these tips based off my beliefs, and being a Muslim helps me, so it is important that I share these ideas with you in order to help you. So before I begin, I will say I am no scholar of the faith, but I am a student of it. And I am forever learning about my faith, which is Islam. I also want you to be open about the possibility of having Islam as your religion if you are not a Muslim. During this next segment, when I mention God, I will say Allah. The meaning of Allah is so simple. Allah is the Arabic form of the word, the one true God, and Muslims worship the exact same God that the Jews and the Christians do. I will also add to that the Aramaic word Ilah and Allah. And of course, the Hebrew word Elohim are for the same God. Okay, let's move on. First of all, you may find some comfort in watching a Netflix show, but this is only a temporary way for giving yourself peace. For me, turning to Allah really gives me that time out away from everything and everyone. Praying really helps, and it gives me a perspective. As part of this, you must be open to seeking knowledge about your Creator. Ever wondered about what your life purpose is? Ever thought about, what am I doing here? What's the reason for me to be alive today? And why am I seeing all these things around me that are occurring? And that is where you will find the answers. It is when you seek the knowledge of who your Creator is and what our real purpose is, and that is to worship Him alone. He knows everything you are going through, and to Him is our return. And it is only through Him where you will find peace. And that is something I'm sure you need today. The next point I'm going to make is about remembering Allah. This is a very important factor, and I would say to create a more peaceful environment within yourself and your home and your community. With the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find peace? That is actually from the Quran, chapter number 13, verse number 28. You can be sat on a beach and remember Allah. Saying simple words like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and talking to your Creator after prayer, for instance. You could be at work, you could be sat at your desk, wondering about a certain thing. Maybe it's worrying you. Have a peaceful prayer between yourself and your Creator, and He will listen to all your thoughts. Even if you are not uttering them out loud, He knows what is in our hearts. So turn to Allah, for that is the best way. Remembering life after death. So, okay, hold on before you scroll onto the next video. I know you don't want to hear about death, but give me just a few seconds of your time. When you see atrocities around you, when you see social injustice, when you see unjust leaders, and for those who have experienced injustice in your own lives, it should give you hope that one day all those who are unjust will have to face their Creator. And it should give you a sense of peace that Allah is handling everything. This is where our hope is found. This is where true peace is sought out. You may not find justice or get justice in this world, but be patient, my friend. There's a reason for everything. There is a wisdom behind it all, even though it may not make sense to you right now. So focus on yourself. Work on becoming a better human being, a better Muslim. And the word Muslim is simply someone who submits to the one God, which is Allah. We submit. That's it. Use every day as an opportunity to draw yourself closer to Allah. So whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. And that is from chapter 99, verse number 7 and 8. And that brings us on to patience. Yes, it is very difficult to exercise patience. One thing I have learned throughout my life is you only know about patience when you are forced to exercise it. The statement couldn't be far from the truth. Listen, the past cannot be changed, but you can be in the now and focus on the present moment. You are here right now. You're watching this video. Focus on my finger, for instance, as it moves back and forth, side to side. Just within those few seconds, as you are looking at this video with a movement of my finger, I can guarantee you that you forgot about your worries for a few seconds, right? So similarly, find focus in prayer. find focus in a new hobby, for instance, reading, writing, and all these things that will help you stay focused and be positive. I will also add to that, say, never will we be struck except by what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector. And upon Allah, let the believers rely. And that is chapter 9, verse number 51 from the Quran. And everything that occurs in our lives, you may not see it right now, but all will be clear one day. And you'll look back at all this and probably laugh or even forget about any of the hardships that you went through. Why? Because you'll be enjoying the fruits of paradise, your forever home. And none of this will matter. Chilling with your friends, or if you're on your own, or whatever you want. And going back to seeing what we see around the world, the injustice, we can only bear so much patience within us. I get it. It can be tough, which is why we must pray and ask Allah for guidance, for assistance for those who need it. We all deserve to live a good quality of life, but unfortunately, some people want to disturb the peace of others. What does one do in that situation? All we can do is turn to Allah for guidance. Give from the means you can to help the oppressed. And one more thing I would like to add about hardships. For indeed, with hardship will be ease. Indeed, with hardship will be ease. And also, the closest meaning to that, with hardship comes ease. It's literally side by side. So whatever hardship you're going through right now, just know that the ease will follow or will come with it. It's literally there. You just have to look at it from a different perspective. The next part I want to cover is sins. So avoid sins. This seems easy, right? Again, this is another thing that's hard to practice, and we are not perfect. We got to accept that first and foremost. And Allah knows that we ain't perfect. In fact, the best of sinners are those who turn to Allah. Repentance. This is an amazing key that we should often use and try our best to avoid those sins that we keep repeating. Try to stay well away from them. It's one thing to commit a sin and repent and know full well that it is a sin, but then to repeat it intentionally, you're not really helping yourself, are you? Think about it. So keep your conscience strong and avoid the sin. Prayer is also a great way to wash away those sins. One thing I will say also to add to this list is gratitude. It's important that we are grateful, even for the simplest of things. Honestly, I cannot emphasize this one enough. The more you are grateful, the more Allah will give to you, and the more Allah helps you. Focusing on what we have and not what we don't have, and looking at those who have no homes, for instance. They have no access to clean water and no food, etc. And then you look at your condition and you must ask yourself, am I grateful for what I have in front of me? Am I grateful to have a roof over my head? And these are the things that we must really ponder over, and that will allow us to be more grateful for the things that we have. The next thing is wealth. Do not let it control you. A believer has faith in Allah, and Allah is the provider. He provides for all of his creatures, and our provision, which is rizq, is part of our destiny, which is determined before we are born. So anything that you have right now, any of the wealth that you have in your possession, and the wealth that is to come, it is already written. What a believer is required to do is to do his or her best effort to earn a lawful living. So make sure whatever you are earning, it is from a good source. It's not from selling alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, etc. It is not from something that could harm you or another person. And this is why we must seek the knowledge as to what is right and what is wrong when it comes to types of earnings. And of course, having a strong faith is to be certain that we will not earn more than what is written for us. And at the same time, nobody can take away what Allah has granted. We must accept destiny for what it is, for what has been written for us. And it is an important factor for finding inner peace and tranquility, which is what we are talking about today. So do not panic if your wealth decreases, and ask Allah for all your needs. He will surely answer you. And last but not least, try your best to welcome peace into your life. Look, let me just say this to you. If you know that there is something good coming into your life and you close the door, sometimes you lock it, you add a few more locks, metaphorically speaking, of course, and you nail it shut, what exactly are you doing? You're closing yourself off from the possibility of the peace you could receive. And I will say, in order to find peace, go to the source of peace. Who is the creator of peace? Who brought peace into existence? It is Allah, of course. And that is where you will find true peace. If you welcome good things, they will come. I don't know how more obvious that can sound. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed today's very short podcast. Stay tuned for more great content. If you'd like to come onto the show, hit my link tree in the video description, and don't forget to hit subscribe and hit the bell icon. You know the script, and you can receive all the new notifications for when my content is uploaded to the YouTube channel. Thank you very much for joining today. I appreciate your time, and let's make it happen. Peace is possible. Assalamu alaikum.